Welcome to the Mary Lodge School Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Manor Lodge School podcast. As we approach the end of a very busy term, we've got another busy podcast this week. We hear from another of our teachers, Miss Smith. We've also got the second half of the top 10 world foods from last week, some more recommended books and some films too, and some research on the biggest sports stadiums in the world. We've also had a couple of features on our very busy Year 6s, one on their fantastic production of Beauty and the Beast, and another report directly from their residential trip in France. With those Year 6s pretty busy across the channel, our Year 3s have taken on the task to guide you through the podcast this week. So here they are, over to them.
Hi, I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Zion.
We're going to start off this week's podcast with our teacher interview. This week, Phoebe and I spoke with 3S teacher Miss Smith.
This week we're going to interview Miss Smith.
Hello.
What did you do before you came here?
So before I came to Manor Lodge, I was a teacher in Norfolk, and then before that I was studying to become a teacher back in Australia.
Why are you a teacher?
So I'm a teacher because I love working with children and helping them to learn new things. Yeah.
Why did you want to teach Year 3?
So I like teaching Year 3s because they're not too young and they know what they're doing, but they're not too old that they don't have a bad attitude like some of the older years do.
Would you rather be in Manor Lodge or another school?
So I really like being at Manor Lodge, but I think every school's different and has their own good and bad things, but I really enjoy being at Manor Lodge.
What do you like most about Manor Lodge?
So what I like about Manor Lodge is all the different things that they have for the children to do. You all have so many different clubs and so much to do outside of the learning.
What do you do in your spare time?
I don't really do too much. I like to travel to new places, and I also love keeping active and going for long walks.
How old were you when you became a teacher?
So I became a teacher last year when I was 22. So it's my first kind of year of teaching.
If you had 2 days, what would you do and why?
So 2 days, I would probably go home and see my family because I haven't seen my mum and dad in almost a year now. So they're back in Australia.
Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Probably too cold, because you can always keep putting on different layers of clothes to get warmer, but once you're too hot, you're just too hot and there's not much you can do.
Did you have a job before you were a teacher?
No, because I was still studying at university. Being a teacher is my first job after studying, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for interviewing me, guys.
Next, we've got the conclusion to the top 10 foods in the world. We heard 10 to 6 last week. So now here's Jack and Jack from Year 4 with the top 5.
Last week, we started our rundown of our 10 world foods. Now, it's time for the top 5. Number 5 is Peking duck in China. The syrup glaze coating the skin is the secret. Slow roasting in an oven. The crispy syrup coating skin. It's so good that authentic eateries will serve more skin than meat and bring it with pancakes, onions and hoisin or sweet bean sauce. Other than flying or floating, this is the only way you want your duck.
Number 4 is sushi from Japan. When Japan wants to build something right, it builds it really right. Brand giants such as Toyota, Nintendo, Sony, Nikon and Yamaha may have been created by people fueled by nothing more complicated than raw fish and rice, but it's how the fish and rice is put together that makes this a global first date favourite. The Japanese don't live practically forever for no reason. They want to keep eating this stuff. Number three, we have chocolate from Mexico. The Mayans drank it. Lasse Hallström made a film about it. And the rest of us get over the guilt of eating too much of it, by eating more of it. The story of the humble cacao bean is a bona fide feed out of the jungle into civilization tale of culinary wonder. Without this creamy, bittersweet confection, Valentine's Day would be all of cards and flowers. Easter would turn back into another dull religious event. Penultimately, it's another thing most of you have had. But have you had the Neapolitan one? And it is, you guessed it, pizza! Spare us the lumpy chain monstrosities and everything on it, wheels of greed. The best pizza was, and still is, the simple Neapolitan and an invention now protected by its own trade association that insists on sea-salt, high-grade wheat flour, the use of only three types of fresh tomatoes, hand-rolled dough, and the strict use of wood-fired oven, among other qualities, stipulations. With just a few ingredients, dough, tomatoes, olive oil, salt, and basil, the marinara pizza does not even contain cheese. The Neapolitans create a food that few make properly, but everyone enjoys thoroughly. And finally is number one, which is called Massaman curry from Thailand. It is king of curries and perhaps the king of all foods. Spicy, coconutty, sweet and savoury. Even the packet sauce you buy from the supermarket can make the most delinquent of meals. Looks like a Michelin potential. Thankfully, someone invented rice with which dinners can mop up the last residues of curry sauce. The land of smiles isn't just a marketing catchline. It's a result of being born in a land where the world's most delicious food is sold on nearly every sweet corner.
Very tasty indeed. Now, on our last episode, we heard about the recent school book fair. This week, Millie and Arjun are here to talk about their favourite books inspired by the book fair.
Today we are going to talk about our top five books of the week.
First up, we have Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is a great novel by Roald Dahl. It has a lovely storyline and it is quite funny too. It is short and child-friendly and it is good for children to read aloud, as well as being good for anyone to read in a small period of time.
Next we have Charlotte's Web by a female author this time named E.B. White. It is a great book for children to read as a class reader book. It has got an important moral to it about a pig, a spider and a girl's relationship.
Then we have Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling. This is an awesome story with twists and turns, as well as being full of adventure, suspense and magic. It is quite popular children's book all over the world.
Penultimately, in second place, is The Explorer by Catherine Rundle, who is an adventure writer and is a brilliant author for kids. She makes her stories interesting and hard to guess what would happen next. This is also a good book to read together as you grow up the years.
And last, but definitely not least, is Wonder by R.J. Palacio.
This book is great because it is against people being mean to people who look different or unique to others, because being different is a wonderful thing to have. It is also about strong and good friendships, which is why we recommend this book to you.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. See you soon.
Our sporting features this week come from Jesse and Anand, who had researched the biggest stadiums in the world.
Hello and welcome to our part of the podcast. Today we are going to tell you about the five biggest stadiums in the world. Number one, the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, India. It has a whopping 132,000 seats. Number two, the Wangrado Mayday Stadium in Pyongyang, North Korea, which holds a gigantic 114,000 seats. Number three, the Michigan Stadium in Michigan, America, which has 107,601 chairs. Number four, the Beaver Stadium in Pennsylvania, America, which holds 106,572 seats. Number five, the Ohio Stadium in Ohio, America, which has 102,870 chairs. These are all in Asia or America. The MCG in Australia holds 100,024 and is the 11th biggest. Well, the biggest stadium in Europe is 12th on the list, which is Camp Nou in Barcelona. It holds 99,354 seats. Finally, the biggest stadium in the UK is Wembley, with 90,000 chairs. I hope you get to visit one of these stadiums, as it would be amazing. Thank you for listening.
Both Jacks from Year 4 are back now to talk about their favourite movies.
In this part of the podcast, we are going to be recommending some movies for you.
Now, I love this movie as I am a big Marvel fan, but it is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. This is an amazing movie with a tiny, only tiny bit of horror in it. Doctor Strange travels through the multiverse to help save America Chavez from the Scarlet Witch. I love this movie and I thought that Marvel did an amazing job bringing in America Chavez from the comics.
Next is Back to the Future 1, 2 and 3. They are great movies because it is adventurous and mysterious.
Next is Avengers Infinity War, and this is an amazing movie. It definitely in my top movies because it brings all the heroes from Marvel together to fight my favourite villain in the whole of the Marvel Universe, Thanos, with the Infinity Gauntlet looking for all the Infinity Stones.
Now is Encanto because it is very magical and they solve the problem of the magic by working together, even though they sometimes fight a lot. And the most important person who saves the magic is someone who doesn't have magic.
Last but not least is Avengers Endgame, which is a follow-up to Infinity War. Now, after what happened last time in Infinity War, the heroes have to come back and try to stop old Thanos from stealing all the Infinity Stones and snapping everyone back again.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Now, I would like to say that none of these are in any order from our favourite to our least favourite. They are all amazing movies that we love.
Next, we have James and Freddie reporting on the Year 6 production.
Last week, our school Year 6 did their Year 6 production.
It was amazing.
I watched the Knives cast.
And I watched the Forks cast.
For me, Ardy was the Beast.
For me, it was Aaron.
The set design was brilliant.
Thank you, Mr. Coggan and Mrs. Rios for the set design.
Thank you, Mr. Evans and Mrs. Brick for the lights and sounds, and Mr. Crow, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Headley for all their help too.
And the Year 6 teachers and pupils.
Our favourite song was Gaston.
All the characters were amazing.
Congratulations to Mrs. Freeman, Miss Beebe and all of the Year 6 for a fantastic show.
Hear, hear. Well done to all involved. Year 6 have certainly been very busy, as this week they are away in France on their residential trip. Here are Sophie and Kiri with an update from across the channel.
Welcome to our podcast. This week we'll be talking all about the fun activities we've done in France this week. Right now we are actually talking in the fields of Château de Warzy in France. So now let's talk about Monday. We left Manor Lodge at 9 o'clock, we arrived at the Eurotunnel at 12 o'clock, we had a bit of rest and ate lunch. Then we arrived at the Château at dinner time, which was 5 o'clock. Then we had in the evening some very fun games. Let's talk now about Tuesday with Kiri.
We visited the Albert Museum as well as the battlefields of the Somme, where we learned all about how some people went to war and actually went into the trenches where soldiers would battle.
And there was a Lochinger crater which had over 6,000 casualties, which were men. But still, it was a lot of fun to find out what happened there.
We learned some interesting facts as well, which is quite... It wasn't just a learning opportunity, it was also quite fun just to see and visualise everything.
Now, to talk more about Wednesday, we went to a goat farm and a market in Amiens. The market was huge. They had food stalls, jewellery, clothes, but we were given a challenge to find something quirky, something to share, something to eat, and a souvenir. We were given £10 to do this, but luckily most of the stuff there was pretty cheap, so we had a lot of fun. But then we also got to do our own shopping. Now to talk about the goat farm, it was a lot of fun.
We actually learnt that if a goat is not milked every day, that it could actually get ill, and that you can actually make cheese. And we actually got to sample some cheese on bread, which is really, really yummy.
Now, to talk about Thursday, which is today, we started off in the morning we went to Montier, which was this village that had a market happening as well. And the funny fact was, is the woman from the Amiens market was here today selling bags.
Okay, now, we know this is going to sound very strange, but we also went to, drum roll, Chocolate Factory!
Woo!
We learned all about how the chocolate was produced by the cocoa beans, where they had a little bit of piece of land in South Africa where they would produce the cocoa beans and ship them over to France.
Next, we got to sample all these chocolates. There were huge chocolate statues, like an Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and much more. The person that made the chocolate there told us about what the busiest time of their year was, which was obviously Christmas and Easter. Apparently, dark chocolate is the healthiest choice to go with for chocolate. Even though we all know milk is one of our favourites, but dark chocolate is the healthier decision.
Now tonight, this is a bit of humour for you. We had for dessert frog legs and snails. Loads of people tried them and ended up trying to vomit outside.
But still, no one of course vomited, because apparently some of the foods didn't sit well with them. But that's quite understandable, as it had one of them had lots of pesto on it, so it might have not just been that, being the food. But still, tomorrow we are going to have a very fun activity. We're going to go to a fishing museum, or as Kiri likes to call it, an aquarium. Mm-hmm.
That Mr. Evans actually told us there might even be stingrays there.
That's going to be fun. But still, by the time we're going to arrive back home, we're going to be about 5 o'clock, which is going to be a lot of fun when we arrive home.
Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.
We finish off, of course, with music. Arjun created our intro music this week, and to play us out, here's James playing Feeling Good on piano.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School Podcast.